Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 7 of So What We Doing, aka the Ing season. And this episode is titled Feeling, because like I asked, are you living your best life for you? And so what we doing, those questions entails really based off how you're feeling. And you want to feel like you're doing the right thing. You're feeling like you're doing something you love to the best of your abilities. You don't want to feel like you're holding yourself back and like you're allowing others to hold you back. I think with me, I want to feel empowered, feel entrusted in certain things. Like if I'm leading, trust me to do what is needed to be done. And I never had the really problem or had trouble leading, because I've never been a follower, and I try to do things that I love, like, and make sure I'm surrounded by people that feel the same way. I think that's the main reason why I even came up with a group podcast, because I just had the feeling or urge to do that, and wanted to do something bigger than myself with certain individuals. So feeling goes a long way. You have to put your all into things, and you have to be up to it. You have to feel like you're giving your all, no matter what you're going through. Like with this podcast, I know I said if I don't do Wednesday, I'll probably do Thursday. Most likely it's going to be Friday. Fridays will be the new days for the Airbrand podcast. If not, the upload will be like on Saturday, like today. But things happen and you have to learn to adjust. Long as you're not letting your feelings get too involved and you're, like I say, or like other people say, you're not emotionally available. But I like to say emotionally aware. You have to be emotionally aware of your feelings towards people. How do you react to things? Because not everybody reacts the right way according to their feelings. Because some people have more feeling of passion because they're very passionate about things, and or they feel a certain way to a certain degree that they don't feel need to change. So your feelings really make you who you are, and the things that you do and the decision that you make. Some people feel the need to adjust to others because not everybody can handle their true self or their true nature. So they feel they need that they have to change. I don't think there's a problem with being yourself. Like, so if you feel the need to change, then you shouldn't be around these people or individuals. Like, you should be able to feel the need to be your natural, authentic self, like, especially with actual good friends. And that shines through you brightly. And it shines upon them. Like, be a light in someone's life, always. Some people don't feel the need to be. Some people feel the need to be the darkness in someone's life. And that shouldn't be the case at all. I think our feelings really kind of steer our direction in the decisions that we make. Because a lot of people make decisions based off if they feel angry, they feel betrayed, off of envy, off of lust, off of love, of course. So these different emotions different feelings that make up who you are could lead you down the right path or lead you down the wrong one, depending on what decision you make. Like, whatever, like, if you're using your feelings as a emotional compass, perhaps, and so you're going through life just here and there, like, you're an inside out. So your feelings are making your decisions for you culminated into one big thing. So you have to make sure you're emotionally aware, you're emotionally mature to where you know what feelings come with what things that you don't like and the things that you do like. So you know how to carry yourself and you know how to go about things when you get certain emotions or feel a certain type of way. You know how to act in a positive manner, in a just manner. Because some people do deserve the angry feelings that you have or the irritated feelings that you have. Some people do deserve that. Some people deserve the loving feelings that you have, the pure feelings that you have. As long as you're going about the right way, it should be okay. But if you're using your feelings just to get one up on someone or to get revenge in a way, then you're using your feelings wrong. Like, and you're definitely not emotionally mature. You're being immature, because I know an eye for an eye, whatever, turn the other cheek. But we have to get to a certain point where we don't let our emotions get the best of us. You can feel a certain way, but still give a good reaction that you're supposed to. But some people react too fast and end up making life-changing decisions. And then their feelings are even more affected because they have to live with that decision. Some of us feel the need to accommodate others that don't even accommodate us. Because why would you feel the need to do something for someone that's not doing the same for you? And of course, you shouldn't do something because you want something in return. No, it doesn't always have to be like that. You can just do something out of the kindness of the heart because you feel that way or you were raised that way. Some feelings need to be shared, or you just keep them bottled up more and more and more until you explode. Just like they say, every positive reaction has positive reaction has an action, whatever. How that saying goes, or how every positive action has a reaction. So you just gotta be more aware of how you react to things, because not everybody does that willingly. Some people go about their lives to disturb and disrupt others because they feel the need to. Once you get out of that, or get away from people like that, you will feel the need to just simply be yourself in all different times of the day, year, whenever. You're solely being you because you feel amazing being in your own skin, because that's who you are. That's who you feel that you always was. So nobody can ever take that away from you, no matter how they feel or think. As long as you know this about yourself and carry yourself this way, people can say what they want. People can view how they want. But the proof is there. As long as somebody is not an idiot and just believe anything. Because sometimes people are very gullible. So definitely don't surround yourself around those type of people. Because these individuals are definitely not emotionally aware. Because you have to be emotionally aware of what you're doing, how you're thinking, and how you're going. Like, how are you going about these things? Because people notice this. Some people notice it before you even do it. Because they're very equipped and aware of their surroundings and just people in general. And with countless and different examples of feelings, it's almost like they have an internal chart of these things, because they're very intuitive. Some of these people are clairvoyant. So they're used to these things, and we could learn a lot from, even if you have friends like that, you can learn a lot from them. As long as they feel the need to share. But for me, being emotionally aware, you have to know and do, and just being attuned with your feelings and being in tune with yourself, because different people, you're going to come across different people and different feelings too. Because you're feeling, you might feel the same way, but then someone else can feel a different way. Not everybody's the same. And some, you might think the way some people go about things is weird. So I'd say common sense isn't common. So not everybody's going to think the same. Not everybody has been through the same things. So their feelings are definitely not going to be the same feelings you have towards a certain situation or a certain person. So they need a different example, so they can be in tune with you and how you go about things and react. Because you can feel a certain type of way about something and then give somebody an example. They're not going to really know and relate to it if they haven't been through something similar, or if they're not in tune with themselves or their feelings. So they're not going to know. Because you can be emotionally aware and someone else isn't. So sometimes you got to be emotionally aware tenfold, because you're being emotionally aware for you and others. Because nobody's never looked at it that way, or even like worded it that way. It's like, I always thought about being emotionally available or emotionally mature. Nobody ever said, oh, you have to be emotionally aware. And that's what I've been thinking about a lot. Because I'm like, as I said, it's something I say. You have to be emotionally aware. You have to be emotionally aware. Have you come off the people sometimes? Because sometimes people take things personally. So you never know. And you think you could be thinking that you're just going about it the way that you usually do, because it's just you. You're not trying to offend anybody. So that's why you have to surround yourself around people that's in tune with themselves as well. So you don't really have to change, like, on your journey. Like, not everybody's going to have trouble processing things if they're in tune. If you're in tune, they're in tune as well. Not going to say there's going to be disagreements and stuff like that. And feelings might be hurt. So, of course, many different people are going to feel a certain type of way. You just make sure you're feeling your best, like, in your everyday life. And with certain people around you, because they might be looking to you as, oh, yeah, they're always feeling upbeat and upright. Sometimes you bring a certain type of energy to help other people feel better about themselves and feel better in life in general. You got to be emotionally aware about that also. Because even if you're not a celebrity, there's certain people that look to you when the going gets tough or when they're dealing with something. It's like you're giving them advice, but you're not. Because you don't know that you're doing that, but they do. That's what you have to use your voice in the best way possible. And just, if you have a voice or a gift for that, make sure you're using your voice properly. Because you don't want to misuse your gifts that you've been given, and you just lead someone astray. Not everybody realizes that until it's late, but it's a learning process, because everyone's learning, but you have to be willing to learn. And then that's when you adjust, not because there's somebody dislike you or you feel like you can't be yourself. That's not when you adjust. You adjust for something better. So it's really not a sacrifice. In a way, it's a compromise. But you're being emotionally aware, because you want to be that for the people in your life, in your circle.
if you don't take anything from this, definitely take that. Being emotionally aware goes a long way. And it just feels right. Because why wouldn't you want to be emotionally aware? You have to be in control of your feelings. No matter how it is or what it is. Make sure you're using your feelings in the right way. And don't misuse your feelings neither. It's a process. And it's just a part of your journey. Like, just make sure you're well equipped with these things and many other things so that you can adapt. Because your feelings really make a big part of you and also how you think of yourself, how you think of others. It really comes down to your feelings. Not everybody understands how big feelings are until, somebody's feelings get hurt or abused. Your feelings get abused. Because you have in your mind, because you think you're emotionally aware, but you're not emotionally aware of somebody's feelings. So you're going about things the wrong way. So essentially you're hurting somebody that you didn't intend to, but that's when you definitely have to be emotionally available, because you got to come to a point where you have to talk about your feelings. And be comfortable doing that, whether it's with a therapist or a close friend, and make sure the person that you talk to is emotionally available as well. But
being emotionally aware is very pivotal to life and how you adjust and move. So make sure you know what you're doing and that you're living your best life to the fullest. All feelings involved the right way. So you can be an example for someone else. Then they can be an example for another person. Stay tuned for the rest of the Ing season. We're coming out with more episodes. Of course, check me out on Instagram, Jair to the Throne, TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia, YouTube, Air Gaming. And also stay tuned for more of the season 4 of Blurred and Beyond. We got a lot more coming, more reaction videos. Just stay tuned. We're doing great things. But y'all stay blessed and continue to listen and give me feedback if you will. Like, message me on my social medias. But that's it. It's been Amber and Podcast. Y'all stay blessed.